And if you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
What different kinds are there?
Oh, they got silver. They got what they call earthworm. That's what you get around here if you dig them up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they raise worms in a lot of places. But I don't know what to call them. I know one, they got the, I don't know, wigglers as they call them. I don't know.
What about a small fish you can use for bait?
Well, shiners or minnows.
What's the difference?
Well, there's a different color. Shiners are white looking and minnows are different colors.
What color's a minnow?
Well, minnow's kind of a brown looking with a black stripe down his back and a white spot up the top of his head.
And something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Well, it's frogs, bullfrogs, spring frogs.
What about the kind that stays on land?
Well, that's toad frog.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
That's a terrapin.
Is that on land or water?
No, that's on land.
What about the one that gets in the water?
That's a turtle.
And something that you'd see maybe in a creek, you pick up a rock, it's got claws and about...
Well, that's crawfish.
And the kind of insect that flies around a light, tries to fly into the light.
Oh, well, candle bugs, they will.
What kinds of insects will eat holes in your wool clothes?
Moths.
Moths. Okay, and talking about several of those, you talk about several?
Moths.
And an insect that has a light in its tail?
Well, that's what we call a lightning bug.
And one that hops around in the grass is called a...
grasshopper.
Do you ever hear them call them a hopper grass?
I don't believe grasshoppers what I call them.
And kind of insect that, tiny red insect that would get on your skin.
Ant.
Or if you went through the woods, real tiny.
Or red bugs.
Any other name for them?
Yeah, chiggers.
What are they called around here?
Red bugs.
And an insect that flies around at night and bites you and carries malaria.
Mosquito.
And this is an insect that's got long, thin body, and two pairs of real shiny wings, and it's supposed to eat mosquitoes. You'll see it around a creek, maybe, or a lake.
Oh, you're talking about a mosquito hawk.
Is there any other name for them?
I don't know of any other one. Mosquito hawks.
What about dragonfly or snake doctor?
Well, it might be, they might call them dragonfly. Dragonflies, I don't know. But I call them mosquito holes.
Okay. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, there's several different kinds of sting you. Wasp and the bee.
Mm-hmm. They'll sting. Several of those. You talk about several.
Jacket, yellow jacket.
Uh-huh.
They sting. Hornet. Bumblebee. They all sting.
You mentioned the wasp. Are there different kinds of those?
Yeah. They got the red wasp and the yellow wasp and the guinea wasp. The guinea wasp is small.
Mm-hmm.
Got stripes around it.
How many would there be in a nest?
Oh, well, I don't know. There'd be several. I don't know how many.
Several?
Wasps.
Uh-huh. Where does the yellow jacket build its nest?
They build it in the ground or in a log.
And something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud would be a...
That's a dirt dauber.
Do they stay?
Well, I don't know. I've heard of them stinging.
But they never stung you?
No.
And if you haven't cleaned your room in a while, up in the corner in the ceiling, you might find a...
Dirt dauber.